This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap. The markets ended near the flat line in what was a muted session on expiry day yesterday. But remember, for the overall March series, the Nifty's gained over 1,200 odd points. It was also the close of FY22 yesterday, and the markets have gained over, or the Nifty has gained over 15% in FY22. So what does the start of FY23 fiscal look like today? Well, the positive momentum from the FIIs continues. So there is renewed buying from FIIs, which has supported sentiment in the past three trading sessions. FIIs have been consecutive buyers in the cash market. FIIs, in fact, net bought over 3,000 odd crores yesterday. DIIs net bought over 1,100 odd crores. Brent crude has softened further. This is as the US has announced largest ever strategic petroleum release. So Brent crude has softened to levels of around $104, $105 per barrel. However, global markets are lower, and that's probably going to weigh on our markets. The US saw a late day sell-off in yesterday's trading session, and in fact there are concerns about the 2-year and the 10-year yield in the US inverting for the first time since 2019. Asia is lower, led largely by Japan, and the SGX is indicating a soft start as well. Well, one eye on the macros, official jobs report due from the US on Friday, and the core sector for the month of Feb in India came out last evening. It was stronger at 5.8 versus 4% on a month-on-month basis. But remember, this is lag data and does not largely factor in the concerns which emerged from the Russia-Ukraine crisis, which only started towards the end of February. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off in this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.